The soundtrack to your life.
I'm going to try and blag myself a weekend spa break. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Louise from the Coniston Hotel Country Estate in Spa, North Yorkshire.
So tell me a little bit about what you do up there.
So we're a 71-bedroom hotel that offers corporate days, weddings. We have for all the estate activities from 4x4 driving to shooting. We have fishing on the lake, and we also have an arch where we can come for archery.
Yeah. I've seen some of the photos in your brochure. They look really, really impressive and really, really nice.
Yeah, we're really proud of our hotel. It's privately owned by the Bannister family. The staff all make you feel very special and part of the family. It's like home from home. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. If I let you say the name again, will you give me a free weekend?
Hey, we can do you a good deal, we can. Hey, come on, it's Yorkshire. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. What does it mean to you to be at the Royal Cheshire County Show?
Yeah,
today?
We're really proud, actually. We thought this, for us, we wanted to come over the border and just try somewhere new and open up the Coniston Hotel to everybody in Cheshire. Yeah.
Fantastic, thank you.
Okay, lovely, thanks.
Fisher Future Heat, how are you?
Very well, thanks, how are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. What brings you to the Royal Cheshire County Show this year?
I guess it's really the kind of clientele you get here is a rural area, so you've got lots of people with gas and or bottle gas and oil, where heating's a bit of an issue and a problem for them. So we just saw it as an opportunity to come and take part in the show and see what kind of reaction we get.
So what is it you do then at Fisher Future Heat?
Me personally, I'm one of the heating engineers, but I go and present and demonstrate how the heating system works to give people an understanding of how the heating will actually benefit them and save them money at the same time.
So it's a heating system for a home then, is it?
Yeah. We do an awful lot of retirement complexes, the MacArthur Stone type properties where you've got, say, 60 to 80 private apartments where people have sort of they're retired, but they have historically night storage heaters which are great to a certain time frame, usually about 5-6 o'clock at night. Then they go cold. So what happens is their bills either go through the roof or they suffer and go cold. Our heating is on demand, so it enables people to be warm whenever they want to be warm. So it solves a lot of problems, a lot of issues for a lot of customers.
Gonna put you on the spot now. What's the new in thing, modern thing that's gonna take off in the future?
Electric heating.
Really?
Absolutely, 100%. By 2025, all new builds will not have gas boiling systems.
Wow.
The government, the legislation is changing in the government, and by 2050, obviously we're looking to be carbon neutral by 2050, which is, okay, it's 30 years away, but it's actually not that far.
Are people already dealing with that now?
Yeah.
So they're coming away from the old fuel and whatnot. And
when I joined Fishers, 95% of the work that I did was to replace night storage heating. 5% was gas and oil. Now it's 50-50, 50% gas and oil and 50% night storage heating. That's because people who have gone from traditional gas systems, traditional oil systems, are fed up of the inherent costs, the maintenance, leaking pipes, frozen pipes, tanks that leak, all those kind of things. Certainly with our heating system, it's maintenance free, so you've no issue of any kind of having to have them maintained every year. It's fit and forget. So the great thing is it's safe, it's carbon neutral, so it's a clean heating system that people can rely on, and they can heat the rooms sort of in situ rather than heat the whole house. So they can heat the rooms that they're using, as opposed to with a gas system or with an oil system. When you put your thermostat on, it heats the whole house, which isn't, it's an expensive way to do that now.
Fantastic. Dave, thanks very much for
your
time.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. Cheers.
So where are you from?
A company called Freed Home TMC Leisure near Bury, Manchester.
And I'm looking at all these motorhomes and caravans, yeah?
Yes, motorhomes, caravans for sale and for rental.
Fantastic. Is caravanning still a thing then in 2019, do you reckon?
It's getting bigger and bigger, the leisure industry. I suppose it's just the weather in this country, but people tend to be staying in this country a lot more nowadays than venturing abroad.
Because I remember going in the 1980s into, I think you can imagine, back then in the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't enjoy it. My mum and dad loved it. But then I went to a friend's caravan not long ago, and it was like a house.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference with them. They've come on so much now. They're so self-efficient with solar panels and leisure batteries. You really can just get in and go away without any problems.
Fantastic. So what do you think about the Royal Cheshire Show then for 2019?
It's a great show. It just gets bigger and bigger every single year we come. The footfall seems amazing. And again, just as the weather holds out, we'll be okay.
Well, the mud hasn't put anybody off though, has it?
Not yet. No, there's a lot of Wellington sold though, I would have thought.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. The soundtrack to your life.